This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We've got a series we're doing about unsung economic indicators, important but perhaps less well-known tidbits of information. Today, a data set that doesn't get a whole lot of love on this program or in too many other places, to be honest, but it is one that the Fed and keen observers are going to be keeping an eye on this time around. It is, I should warn you, a mouthful, the Senior Loan Officer Opinion Survey on Bank Lending Practices. Let me give it to you one more time for the people in the back. The Senior Loan Officer Opinion Survey on Bank Lending Practices.
I think now, yes, it's something that I'm going to look at.
I can only imagine what would be stated in there.
Kara McDaniel's at Arizona State. Kent Belasco is at Marquette. We're talking about a Fed survey that goes out to senior loan officers at give or take 100 banks across the country, usually quarterly, asking things like, over the past 3 months, how has demand for commercial and industrial loans changed? Same question for mortgages. Also, have your bank's standards for approving credit card applications changed? There's also each survey special questions of, and this is a quote, timely interest. And you think about SVB and Credit Suisse from a couple of weeks ago and the general banking agita right now, and we are for sure in a period of timely interest.
I don't know until I read this report what are lenders at these banks thinking going forward.
We need to know what lenders at these banks are thinking because this whole economy runs on credit, on lending and loans. The economy runs on it. Those banks run on it. And that is where Kent Belasco has got some experience.
Yes, about 37 years.
So when he sees the central bank raise the federal funds rate, that's the main interest rate it controls, right? The federal funds rate has gone from zero to basically 5% in a year. Belasco knows what's going to happen.
The more they increase the interest rate, it's going to make getting credit much, much tougher. Businesses aren't going to take out loans. Consumers are going to kind of start to pull in.
Fewer loans. So in theory,
then you can start to see inflation coming down.
For the last quarter of 2022, this is according to the survey that came out this past January, banks reported tighter standards for all sorts of loans and weaker demand that they expect to continue into this year. Basically, things were going pretty much the way everybody thought they would, given the Fed's 9 consecutive interest rate hikes. And then things started going very much not the way everybody thought they would after Silicon Valley Bank and Signature.
I would say they're isolated circumstances, but it does have an impact on the banking industry as a whole.
And a bank may be a little more careful about extending credits if they're concerned that their deposit base isn't stable, and those banks may then make fewer loans.
Fewer loans after SVB would mean even tighter credit conditions than the Fed was expecting, and so even more economic slowing.
This is where people talk about long and variable legs to monetary policy. The variable part is the unexpected part. There's things that this tightening of monetary policy is going to uncover that we weren't really aware of before.
And one of the places those variable things are going to show up is in the Federal Reserve's Senior Loan Officer Opinion Survey on Bank Lending Practices, the next release of which is expected later on this month.